Chapter 1. "I need bail money." Those were the first words Ruth Mary heard from her estranged son in nearly a year, and the frazzled woman froze.
"Derek, what's going on?"
"It's a long story. Just wire 10 grand to the courthouse in Traverse City," the frustrated man mumbled. "I'll give it back to you the next time I get paid." Turning away from the counter where customers waited to pay for their selections, Ruth waved her daughter over.
"Can you handle this, honey?"
Stacy's strawberry blonde curls bobbed as she took over as cashier.
"Sure, I can refill the candy displays when you get back."
The holiday crowds were thinner than usual at the Merry Hollow Tree Farm, but the gift shop still did a robust business on the weekends, and the Saturday following Thanksgiving was their busiest day yet.
"All right, Derek, you have my full attention,"
Ruth exclaimed as she moved into the storage area at the back of the shop.
"Explain yourself."
"My 5 minutes are almost up, Mother. I don't have the time to get into it. Just send the money, okay?" Derek Finseth growled. Alarmed, but resentful of the terse demand, Ruth steeled her nerves.
"That's not possible,"
she informed her son with some regret.
"Not only because you refuse to explain your situation, but also because I don't have that kind of money."
"Pawn something. Mortgage something. Anything. Just get me out of here," Derek exclaimed, pummeling the wall near the phone with his fist. Irked by the man's crass insistence, Ruth swallowed a bitter retort.
"Are they allowing visits?"
she asked once her temper cooled. "Of course not. Everyone's locked down because of this COVID crap." A warning came across the line, which informed Ruth she only had 30 seconds with her son before the call cut off.
"What kind of trouble are you in, Derek?"
she whispered.
$10,000 is a lot of money."
"Just some trumped-up possession charges. I've got a buddy who can help straighten things out, but I need to get out of here first," Derek tersely related, his usual charm absent. It wasn't often his mother denied a request, and that threw the angry man for a loop. Furious when the line went dead, Derek pounded the old-fashioned handset against the brick wall and cussed a blue streak. How in the heck was he supposed to post bail if he couldn't talk to the person with the dough? Ruth punched the disconnect button on her cell phone and sagged against a small table. A hot tear slid down her cheek as the upset mother considered her options. Posting Derek's bail wasn't a remote possibility, even if the money was available. Only a fool would believe the wayward man could be trusted to appear in court. Beyond that, Ruth couldn't fathom what type of charges would require such a substantial cash bond.
"Everything okay?"
Stacy brightly questioned as she bustled into the storage area. Energetically, she pulled the boxes of handmade candy from the cooler and turned.
"Mom, hey, what's going on? Is Charlie all right?"
Feeling like she'd been sucker-punched, Ruth straightened and offered a tremulous smile. Despite November's challenges, Ruth still recognized the gift before her, and that, in and of itself, encouraged the worn-out woman. Her daughter's previously guarded expression was now wreathed in the first flush of a new relationship. Ruth turned her palm up and looked at the faded bit of ink she'd added days earlier. The tiny dot represented a mustard seed, the small kernel of hope she needed to live in confidence. Gently, she laid one fingertip over the spot.
"Faith does not demand miracles," she quietly reminded herself. "Faith produces miracles."
And, with that thought to encourage her injured spirit, Ruth closed her fist and held tightly to that conviction.